So the Gemara says, Agra Chamuad Rabbi Abba, Agra, the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba, had to lay his favorites to Sifrei. He had a Sefer Torah that had a lot of extra oisiyos in it, a lot of extra vavs. So Osla Kaim with Rabbi Abba came in front of Rabbi Abba. Omalei said back to him that Loyamor Nele Bechseris. When do we say if you have so many mistakes you can't fix the Sefer Torah? Only if the Sefer Torah was missing. And now you have to go it on. That looks like a spotted, like a manuma, that's possible. But you say it's less than more, but if your Sefer Torah has too many oisiyos, and now you just have to scratch it out, that would be kosher. No matter how many times you have to scratch it out, that would still be kosher. You know, on top of that, Lamed Amud Aleph. Now the Gemara says, Iduch, what was the other lucky said over in Rab that we don't pass like him? Iduch, the Yom HaRav, Rav says like this, HaKoysev Sefer Torah, if somebody's writing a Sefer Torah, or Bol Ligmur, when he comes to end, he's up to the last column of the Sefer Torah, Goymer Afilu B'Yem Tzadaf, you'll have to finish Lein Kol Yisrael, even in the middle of the column, you do not have to write down to the bottom of the column. That was Rav Talocha. We'll soon see the whole like this. Next, we have a question. It says, HaKosef Sefer Torah, somebody goes to write a Sefer Torah, so Bola Ligmor, when he wants to end the Sefer Torah, LeYigma B'Yemtzer Adaf, he should not end writing it in the middle of a daf. Kederach Shagoyma B'Chumash, on the way you end a Chumash. Ela, rather, what should you do? If you see you only have one or two more lines left, Mekatzav HaYimach HaTzayf Adaf, write, let's say, only one word on a line, but the kid said it should be written down all the way to the bottom. You should only end by the bottom of the left column. So the clue, it's not like Rav. So my answer is, Ki Yama Rav, when did Rav say it then? You could end in the middle, the Chumashim. He only meant by Chumashim, not by real Sefer Torah, just by the Chumashim. The Gemara Sam used to write the Chumashim also on parchment, but only meant to say on a Chumash and not on the Sefer Torah. For the Gemara, I was Sefer Torah, Kama. Rav said on the Sefer Torah, you could end in the middle. So Mar says, no, he meant to say was the Chumashim Shal Sefer Torah. It means in the Chumashim of the Sefer Torah. Rashi says, Kegoyim at the end of Reishis, Vayosim Biyorim B'Mitzrayim, Agoyim B'chol Masen, the end of Shemais of Asinai, Kitzi meant to say the end of Reishis, Shemais of Yikra B'Midva, but not the end of the Sefer Torah, V'alein Eko Yisrael. There Rav maybe admits he has to end that at the end of the column. So Mar still says, no, it's not true. For Omer Rav Yeshua Bar Abba, Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav, the name of Rav, Leina Ko Yisrael B'Yemtza Adaf, that you're allowed to end off Leina Ko Yisrael in the middle of the daf, in the middle of the column. To see clearly, according to Rav, you don't have to go down to the bottom of the column. Samar says, no, who B'Yemtza Shititna? That the said, oh, name of Rav just means on the last line of the column, you do not have to go to the end of the line, you can end in the middle of the line, but it has to be down to the bottom of the column. If you learn like this, Rabbanan Amri Af B'Yem Tashita, not only in the middle of the daf, but even in the middle of a line also you could end. Ravashi Yamano B'Yem Tashita Dafka, you're only allowed to end in the middle of a line, but not in the middle of the column. You have to go and write till the end of the column. And Vilkosa, what's the Maskono? B'Yem Tashita Dafka, that's true, you're allowed to end the Sefer Torah in the middle of a line, but that's all in the middle of a line, but it has to be to the bottom of the column. You have to finish that whole daf. Omer Rav Yishuv Arabo, Omer Rav Gidlo Arav, Shmoyne Psukim Shevat Torah, like the last eight Psukim, from Vayomas Asher Moshe till the end, the last eight Psukim of the Torah, so has a special halacha to it, that Yochad Koy Roysim Vesa Knesses, when you come to read it by Vesa Knesses in Shul, you cannot be master there to give two aliyahs there. You have to make sure when you one aliyah reads these eight Psukim, you can't stop in the middle of them. So why? Chorin Mor says, Kiman, who does this go like? The like Rabbi Shimon, the Chorin is not like Rabbi Shimon, like we'll soon see, to Tanya, because we learn it like this. When the Pesach says, Vayomas, Shem Moshe, Eved Hashem, that Moshe died in Eved Hashem. So the question is, Ef Shem Moshe Chai, is it possible the Moshe was still alive? Well, see, the Pesach says, Vayomas, Shem Moshe. So how could it be that Moshe Benu really wrote this, if he was alive? Ela Raza, Adkan Kos of Moshe. Up until this Pesach, of Vayomash, Shemoshah, Taka Moshe wrote the Sefer Torah. But Mikan V'Yelech, the last eight Psukim, Kos of Yeshua Ben Nun, Hebrew of Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So Kos of Yehuda, these eight words have a special halacha to it, that wasn't written by Moshe Benu, therefore it's good this halacha, that only one aliyah should be given, you should not divide up to give two aliyahs there. It's a special eight Psukim. However, V'Yamri Lo Reb Nechemiah, or some say it was Yehuda Ben, some say it was Reb Yehuda, and some say it's Nechemya. Nechemya said this. Now Omol and Reb Shimon, Shimon says back, no. Efshe Sefer Torah Chosar Reisachas, is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote the Sefer Torah, is it possible that it was missing even one ois, and you're saying was missing this last eight psukim? Look, see, the Pasuk says about Moshe, L'kuvach HaSefer Torah Zeh B'Samta Moshe. Take this whole Sefer, Mashma, the Sefer was complete when Moshe was alive. So Rabbi Shimon holds that even the last eight psukim Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. Ella was like this. Ella Ab, Kana Kodesh Baruch Hu, Oymeh, O Moshe Kosef. Up until the last eight psukim, HaKodesh Baruch Hu said, and Moshe wrote it down. Mikan Zielach, but the last eight psukim, his Kosef Yomel Gyser is. Moshe wrote it, and he said it over when he wrote it. That's called Kosef Yomel. Mikan Zielach, but these last eight psukim, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Oymeh, true, HaKodesh Baruch Hu told it to Moshe. Moshe wrote it down now in tears. So Rashi says up a bit on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, Moshe said afterwards, Kadesh lo yitav ksav kaitz, we shouldn't make a mistake. So Moshe Rabbeinu said it over after Hashem, and then he went to write it down. But Rashi says, Nikan vinach his last eight psukim, Moshe kaitz b'dema, v'lohoi yoyim, he didn't say afterwards. Since he had so much tsar from hearing about his misa, he did not say it over. So kissing his last eight psukim had a different type of ksiva, had a different din than the rest of Sefer Torah. K'mor Shenema Kaposik says, for Yom Lehem Baruch, the Piv Yikor of Alai, as called the Vom Oela, for the Kaisav Al Sefer B'Jai. We find over there also that he said that he wrote it, he wrote over what he was told, but he did not say it over. Rashi says, K'mor Shenema Lehem, it says over there, me Piv Yikori, Shloho Yom Akrav, he did not say it over afterwards. Like here, Moshe did not say over the last eight psukim, b'shum the kinyas sevi, because what we were talking about, a kinyas sevi, they were about like a. In other words, like when Yirmiyahu was telling over these kinyas lamentations to Baruch, when he wrote it down, but he did not speak it out, because the tzar he had also there, since they're talking about all these kinyas, they're also, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down these last eight psukim, he wrote it down, but he did not say it out. The Gemara says, "So lame with Lech Reb Shimon. Let's say this last halacha we had, this last eight psukim, that Yeshua Bar Abba, surname of Gidla Marav, that one person has to read it because it's a different type of ksav. The Chur is not like Reb Shimon, but Reb Shimon says Moshe read it also. So Gemara answers back, no. Filu Tamer Reb Shimon, even if you want to say that it goes across Reb Shimon, she too also. Hayo Vishtani Yishtani, that Kol Pana was changed. That before the rest of Sefer Torah, Moshe wrote over and spoke it out." Here we did not speak it out, but rather he wrote it with tears. It also has a different halacha, therefore it should not be divided up. The Yom Rabbi Yishua Barabba Marav Gidla Marav Halakeach Sefer Torah Min Ashuk. If somebody buys a Sefer Torah from the street, meaning it was already written already, it was not written for you, it's Kechotev Mitzvah Min Ashuk. It's like you're grabbing a Sefer Torah Mitzvah from a Shuk. So Rashi learns the Pshat is true, you're doing the Mitzvah, but it's not a Mitzvah Min Amukhor. The mitzvah min amufcha to see the Sefer Torah is to have the Sefer Torah written for you, and not just some to buy it. All the first from Taka say not mekayim the mitzvah at all. The mitzvah is to see the Sefer Torah, not some to buy it, finish the Sefer Torah. Kosvot, let's say you read it, or you had it written through a shliach, you appointed, you paid the Sefer to write it. Malo b'kosvot kilu kibbu Mount Sinai, as if you were mekabel the Torah from Mount Sinai. Omer Hashem, Hashem says though, in megiyah filu v'sachas. Even in the case where you bought the Sefer Torah from the Shuk, from the market, but now if you bought it, there was a mistake in it, and you go to fix the mistake, so now it's considered like you wrote the Sefer Torah. Therefore, Malo Rabakosav Kilo Kosvay, it's considered like you wrote the Sefer Torah. So again, here, Bemisin, you bought the Sefer Torah, it's yours. And now, you don't have the mile of writing it, if you fix it up, that's the mile of writing it. But Avada, you only have this mile of writing it if it's your Sefer Torah. Not that people make a chnosa Sefer Torah and let people write the Yis, you're not the kind of mitzvah to see the Sefer Torah when you write it in ice. If anything, you're only helping out the one that bought the Sefer Torah. You're writing it for him. It's his mitzvah, it's his Sefer Torah. It's only if you bought a Sefer Torah and you fix it up, that's similar like you wrote it. But about if it's not your Sefer Torah, just fixing it up, it's not your mitzvah. If anything, you only be mitzvah, you're helping the other person in his mitzvah and his Sefer Sefer Torah. Tanya Rabbanim, learn the locus now about a Sefer Torah like this. Oisayod Miria Mibas Sholish Dafin Fiyad Bas Shemayna Dafin. When you go to make the Urias, that's like the curtains, like the piece of parchment that you write a Sefer Torah on, and you write a certain length, and then you sew two together. So how wide can each parchment be? So it should be wide enough that you could write at least three columns there, up until the width of writing eight columns in the Sefer Torah. Tochos Mikan, if the piece of parchment is less than to write three columns in it, or else the Yesu Akein, if it's wider than writing eight columns, La Yasa, you should not use such a wide piece of parchment. Now, what's the reason? For La Yaba B'dafen, you should not have a lot of columns, for the Shinir Egeris, or make it look like a letter then, not like a Sefer Torah. For La Yimayit, you can't have too little amount of columns, B'dafen, Mevneishenim Meshatetes. It will be like too long across to read, your eyes won't be able to read it well. Ella, how long like should each line be? As long as it makes you write this word the Mishpachasayim three times, in other words, 10 big Isiyas, that's how long the line should be in a Sefer Torah. Let's say you find a big, wide piece of parchment that has the width of it to write nine columns. So lachar is now you have to divide, it's too wide. So le yet, we should not divide up sholosh lekan v'sheish lekan. I don't divide up more towards one side. That one side will only have enough for three and the other for six. And I'd rather divide up more or less than half. Arba lekan v'chamish lekan, four here and five there. The medva, amulim, when was this said, v'tchilas ha-sefer, when you begin to write a sefer Torah, arba the sefer, the end, the last piece of parchment of the sefer Torah, afilu posar echod, afilu daf echod. Even if you only have to write just one pasuk or one column, you could use the urea just for that one column, the last urea. For the Gemara posterech, just one pasuk, I have to end at the bottom of the column. Eleima pasuk echad b'daf echad. Meaning to say, if you want to, you can write one pasuk down the whole daf. So even that little amount you can have on the urea. Even though in the middle of the Sefer Torah, the urea should have at least three dafin, that's only in the middle or the beginning. But at the end of the Sefer Torah, there is kosher no matter how small of a column it is. Now, a sheer gilyon. Gilyon is the blank space of the parchment that you have to leave before you start writing. Milamata on the bottom of the Sefer Torah should be a tefach. Milamata on top of the Sefer Torah should be gimel etzbois. Obein daf la daf from one column to another column. Kamol le revach, rechesh etzbois. It should be the width of two fingers. Over chumashim, when you come to the chumashim, then milamata sholosh, the bottom should be three etzbois. Milamala shtei etzbois. Obein daf la daf, kamol le revach, rechav gadol, enough to have the width of just the thumb. Obein shita la shita, from one line to another line, how much? So Rashi said before, when it says that the chumashim means sheinu matzun l'sefer Torah, means the chumash that you're not using to write the sheinu sefer Torah. Avol asui nein kegilin sefer Torah. But they used to write up their chumashim like our Sefer Torah, just it wasn't written b'teras hilchos Sefer Torah. Therefore, it has different shiurim. How much of a gillion he has to leave over? Now the Gemara says, "Ubein shita l'shita." How much space do you have to leave between one line and another line? Kamol l'shita, the space of a line. Ubein tevla tevla, from one word to another word. Kamol l'yos ketan, he has to leave the size, at least of a yud, a small ice. Ubein ois lois, how much space has to be left between one ois and another ois? Kamol echut asara, the size of a hair. Now, al yamayit odom esaksav, a person should not be yamayit, should not write smaller, to make the oisius more smaller, in the top line or the bottom line, to have space that you shouldn't do. Al yamayit odom esaksav, loimuf ne revach shamato, because you want to have enough space in the bottom for the gilyon. Not because you want to have enough space for the gilyon on top. Not kedai to make the ksav smaller because of that. Between the space between one column and another, between one line and another line. Between one pasha and another pasha. Should not do this, but rather write normal. And if it has to come out to start on the next line, start on the next daf or the next line. Now, what's going to be nizdam naloi? You left at the bottom of a column where you have to write one more word that has five oisiyos to it. So, lo yichtav shtayim atich adaf, to not write, if you only have enough space just for two oisiyos inside the column,
v'sholosh chutzladaf, and then the next three oysters you write outside the column, like in the gillion. That you should not do. That does not look nice.